Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck on The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank the creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number one to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, enter the authoritarian, totalitarian state. Excuse me. would have thought that our Democratic candidate for the presidency of the United States of America would openly usher in the authoritarian, totalitarian state. As if it wasn't enough distrust in government and Big Pharma, President-elect Joe Biden and his administration, like Dr. Fauci, flip-flop on the COVID-19 vaccine issues, mandates, human rights issues, and constitutional rights issues. Well, maybe they don't flip-flop on the constitutional rights issues. I guess that's all debatable, depending on how you interpret in the Constitution. Anyway, Biden has decreed that everyone must be vaccinated or suffer his systemic wrath. If you want to work, pay your bills, feed your family, do as Biden has commanded. The hell with the Constitution, democracy, the number code, and science. Lord Biden has spoken. It appears this issue needs to be reviewed constitutionally, legally, ethically, morally, with all kinds of ways, right? But not really. If the government and the vaccine makers were being scientific and truthful, we wouldn't be this deep in holding this conversation. It is odd that the government, which is supposed to be by the people, for the people, is mandating by force a medical seizure on scientists who are citizens, right? And I think some of them might not be from this country. But scientists who are citizens and scientific evidence show how dangerous and deadly this vaccine could be. That doesn't sound like the not-so-United States is a democracy to me. I don't know. Somebody help me out with that one. That does not sound like a democracy. First, the current so-called vaccine is not a vaccine. It's gene therapy. It has been labeled and introduced as a vaccine in order to qualify for all vaccine protocols. So Britannica said vaccine is a suspension of a weakened or killed or fragmented microorganism or toxin, that would be the virus in this case, or antibodies or lymphocytes that are administered primarily to prevent a disease, right? That's what they call immunity, right? Prevent a disease. That's another way of saying immunity, right? A vaccine can give active immunity against a specific harmful agent, stimulating the immune system to attack the agent or the virus or whatever it is, just, the target of the vaccine, right? From the medical dictionary, vaccine is suspended, attenuated, or killed microorganisms, viruses, bacteria, or whatever, administered for prevention or treatment of infectious disease, right? Note that CDC's definition includes the gene therapy. They don't really call it gene therapy, but or the RNA vaccine as a new kind of vaccine, which just makes this whole situation that much worse. We got the new novel coronavirus, and we got the new gene therapy, which they are passing off as a vaccine, right? Medline Plus says our mRNA vaccines work by introducing a piece of mRNA that corresponds to a viral protein. Using a small piece of protein found in the virus, outer membrane, that would be the spike protein in this case, right? And everybody probably should know this by now or be familiar with some of this. You don't know it, but you should be familiar. Individuals who get mRNA vaccines are not exposed to the virus, nor can they become infected by the vaccine. That's the good part about it, right? You can't get the virus, right, they say, right? I don't know how true that is, but that's the good part about it, right? Using this mRNA blueprint, cells produce The viral protein is a part of the normal immune response. The immune system recognizes the protein, it's foreign, and produces specialized protein called antibodies, right? Antibodies help protect the body against infection by recognizing the individual viruses or other pathogens, attacking them, and marking the pathogens for destruction. Once produced, antibodies remain in the body, even if the body has rid itself of the pathogen. That's called efficacy. We've been talking about the efficacy of the vaccine, how long it works, right? And we got different time periods for different vaccines. I heard one for 2 months, 4 months, 6 months. I heard different things. I think the longest I heard was 6 months. Let's see. If a person is exposed to a virus after receiving an mRNA vaccine, antibodies can quickly recognize it, attach to it, and mark it for destruction before it can cause serious illness. Very important to note, before it causes serious illness, right? FDA says gene therapy is a human gene therapy seeks to modify or manipulate the expression of a gene to alter the biological properties of the living cell for therapeutic use. Gene therapy is a technique that modifies a person's genes to treat or cure disease. Okay? They work on by several mechanisms, replacing a disease, causing a gene with a healthy copy of the gene, right? Inactivating a disease, causing a gene that is not functioning properly, right? Introducing a new modified gene into the body to help treat a disease, right? Gene therapy produces products are being studied to treat diseases, including cancer, genetic diseases, and infectious disease, okay? That's from the FDA, right? There are different variety types of gene therapy, right? Plasma DNA, right? Genetically engineered to carry therapeutic genes into human cells, viral vectors. Viruses have a natural ability to deliver genetic materials into the cells. Therefore, some gene therapy products are derived from viruses. Once viruses have been modified to remove their ability to cause infectious disease, these modified viruses can be used as vectors and vehicles, right, to carry therapeutic genes into the cells, right? So that's gene therapy, right? That's a genetic alteration, right? So if you think RNA has nothing to do with genes or DNA, you're mistaken. RNA comes from DNA, right? DNA makes RNA, right? Second, it is an experimental treatment which counts for the ever-changing prescriptions, directives regarding the virus, vaccine, its efficacy, and safety. There are numerous clinical trials involving coronavirus vaccines, all which have yielded antibodies in the beginning, just like you see now, right? And ended with subjects, children and monkeys, right, becoming ill and or dying after being introduced to a wild virus. Scientists, medical professionals have cited the dangers of the current vaccines only to fall upon deaf ears. All right? Yes, the Fifth Amendment grants an individual the right to refuse medical attention, but some say the Constitution does not state that you have the right to refuse a vaccine. Mind you, vaccines are supposed to be safe, right? One may argue if a vaccine is a medical procedure intended and to be life-saving, an individual's right to refuse a vaccine would come under the protection of the Fifth Amendment. I just threw that in there. Federal government. Apparently, the federal government cannot mandate vaccination for the House and their staff. Very interesting. Biden has given OSHA authority to implement a vaccine mandate. That's basically like employers, right? So he's going to, well, I'm going to keep reading. From Constitution Daily, where does the government's right to require vaccination come from? In the 1905 case of Johnson versus Massachusetts, The Supreme Court upheld the authority of the states to enforce mandatory vaccination laws under the police powers of the state. In the opinion of Justice John Marshall, Harlan explained that personal liberty might be suspended in cases where the interests of the common good of the community are of paramount importance. That's very, very important to remember. Your personal liberties, that's like saying, you know, the hell with you, right? We don't care about you. We care about everybody, right? That's the theme that we got going around, right? You got to pay attention here, right? The common good, right? And I just told you about the vaccines, right? There is no evidence that the vaccines are or could be harmful and even deadly. The Constitution does not state that the federal government or the states have the right to place your life at risk of serious illness and or death for the common good or profit. The high risk of illness and death and or death does not serve or benefit the common good. That is a violation of the 14th Amendment. That's a violation of you as a human being, actually. And that's my twist on the whole vaccine thing. You know, sure, I mean, if it's unconstitutional or not legal for them to pass a law for him to Biden to do that, that's wrong. If this thing is harmful, that's criminal. Anyway, all persons born or naturalized in the United States are subject to the jurisdiction thereof, are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the law. Well, the vaccine mandate deprives citizens of life, liberty, and property without due process of law. Biden threatens to kick families to the curb, to lose everything that they have, job, home, and holds their liberty hostage to getting the jab. That is an authoritarian move. What a crime. If you do not have the power to actually create a law, you are actually subjected to those who have the power to create law. Everybody, y'all need to wake up and pay attention to what your politicians are doing. And we need to create something that does that. Somebody with some real heart that is not afraid, because you can't send chickens to the confront the foxes and the wolves in politics. The vaccine itself has the potential to deprive citizens of their health, welfare, and life. See Robert Malone, inventor of the mRNA technology, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Christina Parks, Dr. Pitar, and many more. Just look them up. Do your own research, right? We have religious and medical exemptions, right, from Constitution Daily. The court in Jacobs did, however, recognize that for some individuals, a vaccine requirement could be harmful, creating room for medical exemptions where vaccines would be unduly harmful to the individual. Vaccines would be unduly harmful to the individual. Now, seems to me that a vaccine that could produce serious illness and or death meets that criteria for everyone. So, I mean, if somebody wants to take it, that should be their choice. It should be able to force that on somebody. Nobody should have to lose their job, all these people quitting, and because they don't want to take the vaccine, or whatever, for whatever reason. Like, this is getting to be ridiculous. Then in 1944, in Prince versus Massachusetts, the court held that states may require vaccination regardless of a parent's religious objection, stating that the right to practice religion freely does not include liberty to expose the community or the child
to communicable disease, or later to ill health or death. See? Or the latter to ill health or death. Now, we already have these scientists, right, saying that this vaccine has the ability to do that. And we're seeing signs of it already. But they're being ignored. Right? This case made it clear that religious exemptions offered by states are elective rather than mandated by the First Amendment right to free exercise of religion, right? So as a result, states have varying rules to regulate vaccines. So depending on which state you live in, it's going to determine how you can be exempt from this mandate, right? All 50 states require students to be vaccinated before starting school, and every state has an exemption for cases of medical conditions that would make vaccines risky, like an immune disorder or cancer. Most states have the option for parents to opt out for religious reasons, and about half of the states broaden that option to personal or philosophical reasons, which makes sense to me because it's your body. You shouldn't need a person outside you to say, hey, I'm not in agreement with that, or, you know, for whatever reason, you don't want to take it. Shouldn't take some agency outside of you to validate what you're going to do with your body. Some states have stringent requirements attached to their exemption, such as approval of a doctor. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. So, you know, if you're sick and you can't take it, but if you're sick and you take it, you don't get the approval of the doctor. You just tell them you're sick and you take it. You don't have written approval from a doctor. So they're going to what? Tie you down and shoot vaccine in you and kill you. Others, however, particularly with religious and personal exemptions, are as simple as a checkbox on a student enrollment form. All right? In January 2015, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals, based in New York, upheld a New York statute in Phillips versus the City of New York that allows students with genuine and sincere religious beliefs against vaccination to go to school, but reserves the right of the school authorities to send them home if they believe there is an outbreak of the disease. That's interesting. That sounds like they could blame them for the outbreak. Anyway, from Heavy, CNBC, what you need to know about President Biden's new COVID vaccine mandate. Key points. Biden's latest vaccination push is the most aggressive effort yet by his administration to get the raging coronavirus pandemic under control. Federal employees, federal contractors, and healthcare workers at facilities that receive federal funding, right, must show proof of vaccination with no testing option, because it's a testing option for some other employer. 80 million U.S. workers will have a choice between providing proof of vaccination or submitting to weekly COVID testing. President Joe Biden's latest vaccination push is the most aggressive effort yet by his administration to get the raging coronavirus pandemic under control. Critics see the move by the president as a reversal of his previous promise to avoid vaccine mandates. Impossible. He would never do that. BBC News, December 2020. President Joe Biden says Americans won't be forced to take a coronavirus vaccine when one becomes available in the U.S. As the president-elect, Joe Biden said in December 2020 press conference in Delaware that I don't think it should be mandatory when talking about Wuhan coronavirus vaccine. I wouldn't demand it to be mandatory, he promised. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide. That's honest Joe right there. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, or whatever her name is, was asked in May at a May press conference whether the Biden administration would mandate vaccines for private companies, to which she responded, I wouldn't anticipate that we would be putting requirements on private sector companies. I would expect that we would allow the space for them to put those requirements in place themselves
or decide what is best for their workforces. Also in May, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said on Meet the Press that Biden administration was not counting on vaccine mandates at all. She said, it may very well be that local businesses, local jurisdictions will work toward vaccine mandate, but that is going to be locally driven and not federally driven. In July, Psaki also asked again if Biden would enact federal vaccine mandate. She explained, not a decision that we're making, and that is not our intention from the federal government. A few days later, Psaki said again, I think the context of the question, which I think is important here, is can we mandate vaccines across the country? No, that's not a role that the federal government, I think, even has the power to make. Again, Walensky in July tweeted to clarify her statement about vaccine requirements. There will be no nationwide mandate. I refer to mandates by private institutions and portions of the federal government. There will be no federal mandate. U.S. Surgeon General Vic Murthy said, what you won't see is a requirement from the federal government to have people get vaccinated. In July, interview with the Washington Post, this is the decision that historically has not come from excuse me. This is the decision that historically has not come from the federal government around vaccine mandates, he added. It has come from private institutions and from local government. On CNN later, White House COVID-19 response director Jeff Zients was asked by Wolf Blitzer if President Biden was going mandating vaccines. He said, no, that's not an authority that we're exploring at all. As students begin to turn to classrooms and college campuses across the country, Secretary of Education Miguel Cordero told CBS in August, at the federal level, I don't have the authority to mess our mandate or vaccinate mandate. That's not what we do at the federal level. In August, Dr. Fauci, he's one of the major tumblers up in Washington. He tumbled better than that girl that tumbles. Get her name. Tumbled better than her. He should have been in the Olympics. Fauci said, you're not going to see a central mandate coming from the federal government for vaccines because businesses and private entities could handle such requirements for themselves. A few days later, Fauci told Bloomberg that he feels we should not have central mandates from the federal government on vaccines or masks. Much like Biden did with the eviction mandatory, his administration knew and said that they lacked the authority to mandate the vaccines and would not take such a step even if they did. And again, Biden threw all of that out the window to make another power grab that is now set up to impact on 100 million Americans. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said back in April, there would not be a vaccine requirement for members of Congress and their staff. The president controls the executive branch of government, but can't tell the legislative branch what to do. So Congress can make its own rules about vaccine requirements. The federal health officials, however, believe it is the next step in the fight against the highly contagious Delta variant, which is killing more than 1,500 Americans every day, according to CNBC analyst John Hopkins University data. And
filling hospital beds in unvaccinated pockets of the country to the brim. They're saying that where people are unvaccinated, there's more people are going to the hospital in unvaccinated pockets, right? I see vaccines as absolutely essential for a safe work environment, says Dr. Ishia Jha, J-H-A, right? Go figure. It's from Provocative Thought, of course. Go figure. Biden and the Biden administration can't be taken at their word. Anybody surprised that you haven't been living in America? And you definitely haven't been black in America. It feels kind of like date rape. No, more like prison rape. The one thing that is consistent is inconsistency. Biden has no authority over Congress and their aides, but all federal agencies and employers with employees over 100 must get the jab. As far as Biden's campaign promise, he's a politician, loyal to those who have power, not those powerless people who voted him in office, or the science when it comes to COVID-19 and the vaccines. Individual constitutional and human rights are being taken away, forcing mandating people to take a vaccine against their better judgment. Science, scientists, medical professionals who provided testimony and evidence of severe adverse effects related to the mRNA and vector vaccine is wrong, criminal, tyrannical, and authoritarian. The legislation, ordinances, mandates, regulations, and requirements take the authority away from the individual when it requires an entity outside of the individual to determine if it is safe or right for the individual to take the vaccine or submit to a medical procedure. Obey Lord Biden and be rewarded. For example, an employee has proof of a medical exemption or religious objection to receiving the COVID-19 vaccine may still be eligible to collect unemployment benefits if fired. It takes a medical professional and a religious institution to validate your reason for not taking a vaccine, what you're doing with your body, right? Something's wrong with that. This also confirms that the so-called authorities are ignoring the evidence known to the science community regarding the severe adverse effects of the vaccine, because the evidence of these severe adverse events are not included or are omitted from the reasons for exemption protocols. That means if an individual produces the testimony of medical and science professionals testifying that the vaccine places people at risk of antibody dependency enhancement, blood clot, and radical cytokine storms, that information is void, impudent, and inadmissible. This information has been impudent from the beginning of the vaccine agenda. I'm saying this, it's already known. I knew it from the beginning. And I know if I know, they know. If I am hardly in the science field. They don't care about how the vaccine will adversely impact on people. So as assault to injury, if you refuse to get the vaccine, you can be terminated from employment and denied unemployment benefit. In short, Biden is threatening to cause you to lose everything you have to support everyone you love and provide for. Biden is willing to throw families in the street if they do not take the vaccine. The vaccine mandate does not address the government's impaired decision-making ability. It simply takes your individual authority over your body and your children's body, empowers the government to ignore the science, and places people's bodies at risk. And I encourage everybody to do your own research. You'll see that I'm not even exaggerating. Chicago mom loses custody of her son because, this is from MSM News, 8/30/21. A Chicago mom lost custody of her son because, and it was in court, right? I guess an adjustment on the family court, an adjustment on the payment. Judge asked her, was she vaccinated, right? And basically he said, she lost custody of her son because she answered saying, no, I'm not vaccinated. So the verdict was eventually returned by another judge, but here you see another example of the abuse of power. See, once you start this train, it's hard to stop it. Start taking people's rights away from them, which is not unfamiliar to this country. Someone needs to check the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government to ensure that they do not abuse the law and obey the law themselves. Someone needs to hold them accountable for their actions. If there is no accountability or checks and balances, they are free to do whatever they want, declare whatever they want, create and interpret legislation to support their agenda, regardless of the truth, science, or threat of injury. If the federal government cannot mandate vaccinations, how is it that Biden is mandating that 80 million working people get vaccinated or be tested weekly for COVID-19 and ultimately risk loss of employment and ability to provide for their families? Looks like government, pharmaceutical companies, and interest groups are unrestrained in their actions. As previously stated, absolute power corrupts absolutely. I'm sorry, we have a caller. Hello, caller. Welcome to Provocative Thought. Do you want to talk? You press number one. Oh, 036? Okay, I guess not. I see vaccines that prevent infection and or provide immunity or even reduce symptoms that are safe as essential for a safe or safer work environment or any environment. Vaccines that do not prevent infection or provide immunity will not keep you safe. Do your own research. See what's happening to the vaccinated population in some countries and here. Anyway, Biden is also quoted as saying, we are going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated workers. We're going to reduce the spread of COVID-19 by increasing the share of the workforce that is vaccinated in businesses all across America. So that's why he's attacking the working people. So to say nothing about unemployment and hardship that he's already causing for the city. And we'll get to that. I remember when in 2020, Americans were concerned about the infected passing the infection to the uninfected, unvaccinated. Now we're being directed to beware of the unvaccinated passing infection to the vaccinated. You gotta see something wrong with that picture. Pay attention. Unvaccinated and vaccinated citizens, pay attention. Biden is dividing the country and attempting to villainize the unvaccinated to force the vaccine agenda and control the population. Remember this, in his 2024 bid for re-election, Biden is not following the science. He is following Big Pharma or the vaccine agenda. He probably got some stock in one of them vaccines. Unvaccinated people do not spread infection. Infected people do. I keep having to say this. Both vaccinated and unvaccinated can get infected and spread infection. Biden is not protecting anyone. If he was, we wouldn't be having this conversation. The vaccine would be safe, prevent infection, provide immunity, and reduce symptoms without the threat of serious adverse effects. Thanks to Biden, no one is safe from the virus or the vaccine. The article went on to say, multi-pronged approach affects hundreds of public and private companies and tens of thousands of American workers. It mandates vaccines and eliminates testing options for federal government employees, including those in the healthcare sector, and calls for stiff penalties for those who don't comply. Here's what you need to know about Biden's latest bid to get more Americans vaccinated. Where vaccination is mandatory with no testing option, federal employees and contractors that work with the government face renewed vaccine mandates and will no longer have the option of regular COVID testing. Biden said, if you want to work with the federal government and do business with us, get vaccinated. If you want to do business with the federal government, vaccinate your workforce. That's to the employees, right? Healthcare workers also face strict mandates. The president has ordered all healthcare facilities that receive federal Medicaid or Medicare funding to mandate vaccines for their workforce with no testing option. Previously, the Biden administration mandated vaccine only for employees at the U.S. nursing homes receiving federal funding. Some states, including New York and Maine, had already mandated vaccines for healthcare workers. The new rules will affect more than 17 million health workers at more than 50,000 hospitals and healthcare facilities across the U.S. Biden said, if you're seeking care at a healthcare facility, you should be able to know that the people treating you are vaccinated. Simple, straightforward. Period. The president also ordered all staff at Head Start programs run by federal government to be vaccinated. The order extends to schools run by the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Department of Defense, affecting about 300,000 people in total, according to Chalkbeat, a news organization that covers education. Wow. Well, so much for the federal government not mandating a vaccine. How about the federal government mandating that vaccines are proven to be safe? What about that? You should be able to know that the people treating you are not infected, not vaccinated or unvaccinated. Who cares about that? I don't care if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated when it comes to this virus or any contagion. What we care about is infection. But this guy's not even using the science again. All you got to do is read, research. You can see Biden's not using the science. Ask yourself, who would you rather treat you? A vaccinated person whose infection status is unknown. Buddy, they're vaccinated, but you don't know if they're infected or not. Or a person who is confirmed infection-free. Vaccinated or not, truth be told, you can never tell or know who is infected unless you test everyone, vaccinated and unvaccinated, daily. I heard that may not be all truly true. The PCR tests have resulted in false positives. PMC, U.S. National Library of Medicine and National Institute of Health, reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction. RT-PCR has been the gold standard to diagnose severe acute respiratory syndromes, right? That's coronavirus 2, SARS-CoV-2. Still, false positive reports are emerging up and add to the physician's dilemma and maintenance of health statistics, right? from Rumble, right? This is an obscure site. After more than a year of committing scientific false to push false positives via the PCR testing, the CDC announced its withdrawing of the RT-PCR diagnostic panel on December 31st of this year, right? The use of the PCR test for COVID illness diagnosis is a global scientific fraud, since no PCR instrument can produce quantitative results that might indicate a specific viral load. Yet this CDC-approved testing protocol was relied on to fabricate the case-demic illusion, which pretended that hundreds of millions of people around the world were infected with COVID. I said, what? Let me check the CDC. See, from the CDC, after December 31st, 2021, the CDC will withdraw its request to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for emergency use of authorization of the CDC 2029 novel coronavirus, 2019 nCoV real-time RT-PCR diagnostic panel. The essay first introduced in February 2020 for detection of the SARS-CoV-2 only. The CDC encouraged laboratories to consider adoption of multiplex methods that can facilitate detection and differentiation of the SARS-CoV-2 and influenza viruses. So basically they said, we need something that can tell the difference between the flu and this COVID virus, right? So apparently that system was saying that some people was testing positive and they probably had something else. Well, from provocative thought, that's proof. Biden is incompetent and ignorant about the science, the vaccine, the virus, infection, and safety. And they said Trump was incompetent. Biden is single-handedly dividing and destroying the country. And they said Trump was working for the Russians and further divided the country. Look at Biden. If a nation divided cannot stand, we are about to fall. How about if you are seeking protection from a viral infection, you should be able to know that the vaccine or treatment is safe. That's too much like right. To know, it's not simply to be told the vaccine is safe. Knowing is being shown that the vaccine is safe. Omitting information, lying, and providing misinformation about vaccines of severe adverse effects and efficacy do not allow you to know anything but what the vaccine tyrants want you to know. That's brainwashing. Biden provides stiff penalties for those who do not comply. Who penalizes Biden and his administration, Big Pharma, and those who provided misinformation about the safety of vaccine? No one. Which is why Biden is threatening to throw families on the street if they don't get the jab. Biden is threatening employers also. He just added to the already shortage of labor in our country. We're going to need a parachute. The article went on to talk about when vaccination or weekly testing is mandatory, right? I mean, I kind of mentioned that. Said most U.S. workers, more than 80 million, will still have the option of providing, proving that they are not carrying the virus by submitting to weekly COVID tests. To boost the pace of daily shots, which have slowed down after the spike in mid-August, the president ordered the Department of Labor to create a new rule requiring any company with more than 100 employees to mandate vaccines for their employees or weekly COVID tests. For workers who cite religious or health reasons for not getting vaccinated, those reasons for opting out are likely to be more scrutinized by employers going forward. Okay? Remember when I said that if you don't have the power to create a law, then you're not protected by the law. But the people that are writing the laws are the ones that are being protected. Mind you, these guys are just creating laws to support their agenda and to cause hardships among the people, and they're doing it under the auspice of saving your life. But if you can read, you do your own research, which everybody is capable of doing, because you got this cell phone, that's like a computer. You have computers. Get one, invest in one, and start doing your own research. You'll see that they're really taking a chance with your life. The new rule will be implemented by the Labor Department's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA. OSHA can issue an emergency temporary standard if it proves that employers are in danger and that the proposed rule can avert that danger. As you know, we have a shortage of employees in many areas. So, and this is, COVID already did that, started that. Now the vaccine mandate is adding to it. So I don't know what Joe is thinking about. Only thing I can think of, he wants the country to collapse. Employees will also be ordered to provide paid time off for employees to get vaccinated. No one should lose pay in order to get vaccinated or take a loved one to get vaccinated, King Biden said. Biden, this is from provocative thought, Biden is going to make sure you get paid while getting the vaccine. Ain't that nice? But he's not making sure that the vaccine is safe. He don't even care about that. More proof Biden is incompetent. Biden is manipulating the law to force unvaccinated working Americans to get the jab, targeting 80 million unvaccinated working Americans to get vaccinated will allow the working infected vaccinated to infect and spread the virus to unvaccinated and vaccinated people. Biden is attempting to make people think that the unvaccinated are the carriers of the virus. I thought the virus is what Biden professes to be fighting. The vaccine appears to be the vaccine appears to provide temporary reduction of the symptoms, but does not provide protection against infection. When the efficacy of the vaccine wanes, it leaves the vaccinated at least as unprotected as the unvaccinated. Now, I'm not even talking about people that might have antibodies and things like that. That's another argument that they have out there. Because it seems like anything that doesn't support this vaccine agenda, they just shooting it down like it don't exist. The world has got to be looking sideways at America's poor, ignorant leadership and abuse of human rights and power. Or maybe not. Because they're protesting and rioting in Europe and Australia. And I hear Australia is really bad. Then again, many other world powers have been on the same vaccine agenda. They're on the same time. From CNBC Health and Science, right? The FDA staff doesn't take a stance on Moderna COVID boosters. Says two doses protect against severe illness, disease, right? The UK herd immunity COVID strategy is branded its worst ever public health failure. All right? Texas Governor Abbott issues order banning COVID vaccination mandates in rebuke of Biden. Southwest CEO says he never wanted a COVID vaccine mandate, but Biden is forcing his hand, right? Because he's punishing employers, right? I'm going to shut you down. What I'm going to do, I'm going to take money from you. I'm going to break you. That's what he's saying. Consequences for violating the rules, right? Most Americans support vaccine mandates in workplaces, with 62% of Americans back in the idea, according to an August poll by USA Today and Ipsos. Still, among 92% of U.S. voters who are unvaccinated, 83% say they do not plan to get the life-saving shot, right? That's a report from an NBC survey. They say these shots are life-saving. I'm going to advise everybody to keep following what happens with people who don't get a shot. We know some of them die, right? They say COVID-19 has over a 99% survival rate. Certain people, when you get higher up in age and having comorbidity, that's when it increases the risk increase, right? Obesity, immune issues, and you know, you just have things that are probably going to kill you anyway. Now you get COVID, and you know, so it's not good, right? It's not a good look. Employees who fail to comply with the new mandates could face a range of consequences, including termination, as companies feel pressured to fall in line. Companies will face a $13,600 penalty per violation. So if you can multiply that times 10. If you got 100 employees, right, like they talking about, that's a lot of money. And nobody can afford that. So basically, you know, Biden is basically threatening to close, right? He's saying, I'm a throw you in the poorhouse, the employers. I'm gonna find you so hard. I'll find you all everything you had, right? I take everything you had, all the money you got. Every day I just keep finding you. And nobody's gonna do that just because somebody don't wanna get it. So they're gonna fire you. And if you got 100 employees and 50 of them don't wanna get vaccinated, your place probably gonna close. Depending on what kind of job you have there, I don't know. That's gonna impact on a whole lot of things, and medical and all that stuff, you know. The more people you have, the better that situation might turn out. OSHA has experienced a steady decline in staffing and currently provides one inspector to every 83,000 workers, according to the AFL-CIO, the largest federation of unions in the U.S. Appeal to unvaccinated Americans, right? This is an appeal from King Biden. In his announcement, Biden questioned why 80 million Americans have still not received the shot after they were made free and accessible and were approved by the Food and Drug Administration. That's a damn good question. How come 80 million of y'all, right? That's a red flag. He's looking at it like, oh, you're stupid. When 80 million Americans don't want to take that shot, when have you? And, you know, people are dying from COVID, right? Not a whole lot of people. It's not like the plague or anything like that. But people are dying. People getting sick. Having these effects from getting COVID-19, effects from the vaccines and all this stuff, right? So Biden's questioning why the 80 million people ain't getting the vaccine. What's up? You know what I'm saying? I didn't threaten you with death. I didn't threaten you with throwing you on the street. Right? Breaking you, taking all your money. How come you ain't getting a shot? So, how can a so-called vaccine or method of gene therapy or manipulation that has serious adverse effects that does and or may cause severe illness or death be life-saving? Because they call it a life-saving shot. That doesn't make no sense to me. All it does is reduce the symptoms. It's no guarantee that you're the individual that won't have severe symptoms or that will go to the hospital or will die. It's no guarantee of you as an individual that won't happen to you as an individual, right? What about early treatment for COVID-19? Couldn't that save lives? The absence of early treatment will definitely contribute to the COVID-19 death rate. It's a stretch. OSHA being empowered and responsible for overseeing enforcement of vaccine agendas for targeted employers and employees. I thought OSHA dealt with work-related conditions. That's the whole odd thing about this thing right here. He turned this into a work-related condition. The FDA has approved of experimental mRNA vaccine and the Johnson & Johnson one-shot viral vector, right? J&J Janssen COVID-19 vaccine. The J&J is linked to blood clots, but in Johnson & Johnson, Biden appears to trust. Now, here's a familiar story. Washington State Office of Attorney General, right? Washington State Office of Attorney General, January 2nd, 2020. Johnson & Johnson was a major supplier of raw materials to the opioid manufacturers, right? Said that Johnson & Johnson fueled the opioid epidemic in Washington State by embarking on a massive deceptive marketing campaign and convincing doctors and the public that their drugs are effective for treating chronic pain and have a low risk of addiction. I'm going to say that one more time. They say that Johnson & Johnson, really, along with several of its subsidiaries, right, fueled the opioid epidemic in Washington State by embarking on a massive deceptive marketing campaign and convincing, right, doctors and the public that their drugs are effective for treating chronic pain and have a low risk of addiction, contrary to overwhelming evidence. And I already said that's going on right now with the vaccine. So Johnson & Johnson accident resulted in the deaths of Washington and devastation of two Washington families, right? The lawsuit filed today in King County, filed not today. The lawsuit was filed in King County Superior Court, asserts that Johnson & Johnson deceptively marketed the long-term use of opioids at high doses without documented evidence of their effectiveness, ignoring the well-documented risks of its drugs. So there seems to be a lot of that going on right now with the COVID vaccine. In New York, right, for CNN, a black woman's advocacy group filed a lawsuit, right, saying that Johnson & Johnson selectively marketing, accusing Johnson & Johnson of selectively marketing the company's talcum-based products, including Johnson's baby powder, to African-American women, despite knowing for years that the item had been linked to ovarian cancer and allegations of J&J, allegations J&J denies. Now, you know, this stuff supposed to go to the FDA and all that good stuff, right? The pharma giant sold talcum-based powder for more than a century. A century, y'all, according to its website, before issuing a recall of 33,000 bottles in 2019. And discontinuing its sale in the United States and Canada in May 20. But even then, J&J said it would allow existing inventory to be sold until it runs out. So they denying these allegations, but in the same breath, they're saying they're going to allow existing inventory to be sold until it runs out. All right? These are the people that Lord King Biden are trusting to create a vaccine for you. The National Council of Negro Women's lawsuit filing came less than 2 months after the U.S. Supreme Court declined to review a Missouri appeals court ruling that upheld a $2 billion award to a group of women who sued J&J, right, after developing ovarian cancer, which a jury determined stemmed from exposure to asbestos in the company's talcum-based powder. Now, it was long known that asbestos was hazardous, and they got it in the powder. 100 years, an estimated 12,000 women and families have sued J&J over the past 25 years. Johnson & Johnson are now, Johnson & Johnson are not new to deceiving the public. There's more. Do your own research. Pfizer, the United States Department of Justice, that's where this is coming from, right? Pfizer to pay $2.3 billion for fraudulent marketing. Right? American pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and its subsidiary Pharmaca and Upjohn Company, Inc. have agreed to pay $2.3 billion, the largest health care fraud settlement in the history of the Department of Justice, to resolve criminal and civil liability arising from the illegal promotion of certain pharmaceutical products. All right? The Justice Department, right? This is coming from the United States Department of Justice because somebody had disputed. Pharmacia and Upjohn Company has agreed and pleaded guilty to a felony violation of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act for misbranding Brextra with the intent to defraud or mislead. Brextra is an anti-inflammatory drug that Pfizer pulled from the market in 2005, okay? Now, do y'all follow me? They say Pfizer promoted the sale of Brextra for several uses and doses that the FDA specifically declined to approve due to safety concerns. The company will pay a criminal fine of $195 billion, the largest criminal fine ever imposed in the United States for any matter, right? Pharmaca and Upjohn will also forfeit $105 million for a total criminal resolution of $1.3 billion. In addition, Pfizer agreed to pay $1 billion to resolve allegations under the Civil False Claims Act that the company illegally promoted four drugs, Brexit, Gildan, an antipsychotic drug, Zyvox, an antibiotic, and Lyrica, an anti-epileptic drug, and caused false claims to be submitted to government health care programs for uses that were not medically accepted indication, and therefore not covered by the program. The civil settlement also resolved allegations that Pfizer paid kickbacks to healthcare providers to induce them to prescribe these as well as other drugs. Now, could that be the reason why we're not getting the biggest stink from some healthcare providers? The federal share of the civil settlement is $668,548,830, and the state medical share of the civil settlement is $331,485,170. This is the largest civil fraud settlement in history against a pharmaceutical company. That's Pfizer. All right? That's your vaccine maker. And Joe Biden is trying to force you to take something these guys made. I just want to know how y'all feel about that. O36, did you want to say something? You can say no. Okay, I guess not. Moderna. This is what Moderna is doing, right? This is September 27th, right? Moderna expect massive lawsuits. What? This is from Walk In Bite Size News, right? On June 1st, 2021, Moderna hired Novartis' top attorney, Shannon Killinger. Her job, oversee the mRNA experimental rollout as they recognize adverse reactions will skyrocket. Huh? They never marketed new technology, only has a few months of clinical data on record for their scientists to understand the effects it'll have on human subjects, right? That just sounds like that should never be presented, right? That's Moderna. Modernize your RNA. That's what they told me that meant. I read that. From Rutgers, Merck agrees to pay $830 million to settle the Vioxx securities lawsuits. Y'all might have heard of that one too. The U.S. drug maker Merck, because I think Merck had a pill, right? COVID pill, right? U.S. drug maker Merck and company said it would pay $830 million to settle federal class action lawsuits involving allegations the company failed to adequately inform investors about heart risk from its now recalled Vioxx pain medication. The drug was approved by the U.S. regulators in 1999, right? Used by an estimate 20 million Americans. In 2004, they recalled Vioxx, right? After colon polyp prevention study showed it more than doubled the risk of heart attack or stroke after 18 months of use. Merck in 2018 settled most remaining product liability lawsuits for $4.85 billion. That might make you pause. That might make you say, "Ah, no, I'm gonna take a rain check on this vaccine." Right? Think hard about injecting anything in your body these companies make. How did these usual suspects get the nod to market their vaccines? We should be, look, that Biden said, what's more to wait for? What more is there to see? We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. He said, patience is wearing thin. Biden appealed to those running large entertainment venues, right? Sports, the people making that big money, right? About 75% of U.S. adults have received at least one dose of the COVID vaccine and about 54% of the Americans are fully vaccinated, according to Center for Disease, the CDC, right? Experts are still split on what percentage of the population needs to be vaccinated in order for the population to reach herd immunity, though estimates range from 70-90%. There is no herd immunity because the vaccine does not provide immunity. You think these guys know what they're doing? And you're mandating something? You don't even know what you're doing. This is not freedom. This is not about freedom or personal choice, Biden said, right? It's about protecting yourself and those around you. Who is the we Biden's referring to that have been waiting patiently? Sometimes predators wait patiently before they pounce on their prey. Biden and company are pouncing. Might there be something odd about the companies who Biden trusts the safety and lives of the American people with? Maybe the other companies are worse than these guys. Funny Biden should say, it's not about personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you. If you can't protect yourself, you can't protect the people around you. Self-preservation is a law of nature, law of survival, It is not a personal choice. Protecting themselves and the people around them is exactly what people who refuse to take the vaccine are doing. If you have six scientists saying the vaccine is safe and six saying the vaccine is not safe, even deadly, who would you be listening to? What should you rule out before you even allow people to volunteer for this experimental vaccine? This is very simple, and you don't have to be a scientist to figure it out. You should rule out the adverse effects, the deadly adverse effects that the science has proven, not ignore it because it doesn't support the vaccine agenda. Biden is an idiot who has either been led astray or he is co-conspiring with those monsters that benefit from the vaccine agenda. You can bet your paycheck that Biden will not get on Air Force One if one pilot says, don't go on the plane, it's not airworthy. And the other one says, Air Force One is okay, it's airworthy. If he's dumb enough to even board the plane, which he might be, the Secret Service agents would not allow him to board the plane until the danger has been identified and eradicated or another safe mode of transportation was made available. Americans deserve at least that much consideration. Most Americans support vaccine mandates in the workplaces, with 62% of Americans backing the idea, according to an August poll. What the? Nobody I know was asked about a survey to support of the vaccine mandate. That is just 60%, 62% of the people they talked to that supported the mandate. That means nothing outside of their survey. Forcing people to comply with the mandate is not agreeing with the mandate. Biden has managed to dismantle America all in one unethical, immoral, unscientific mandate that threatens the life of every unvaccinated person resisting the jab to preserve their life from the adverse effects of the vaccine, and the vaccinated Americans who took the risk in hopes of preserving their life in the future. Americans are losing their jobs, leaving their jobs, and soon they will be losing their homes and possessions and the ability to provide for their children and families, thanks to Joe. He's going to make sure you can't get no money, or he's going to make it as difficult as possible. Communities are being underserved by essential workers, firemen, police, medical providers. All this is due to some misinformation about the virus, vaccines, alternative treatments, and abuse of power by the executive office and people following through with that. You got attorneys. Put your attorneys on that. See if you have to follow that Biden's all mandate. We got some governors out there that's challenging him. There are some people challenging him legally. Should I say through the courts? I'm not going to say legally. Just let's say through the courts. Biden is more of a threat to America than the Taliban and Russia. Has the Taliban or Russia ever threatened to take everything away from you that you have, throw your family in the street, prevent you from feeding your kids or yourself? I don't think so. Biden has. This vaccine started as a dangerous, experimental, voluntary vaccine and has evolved to a get down or lay down, I'll throw your whole family on the street if you don't take the jab vaccine. Proof of vaccination is not proof of non-infection. Proof of vaccination is not proof of infection. It just means you have or haven't received a vaccine. I mean, no proof of vaccination is not proof of infection. You don't have proof you took the vaccine. It doesn't mean you're infected. It just means that you haven't taken the vaccine. Monsters, madmen, and fools should never, ever be in power. The vaccine mandate rollout program is suspect all over the world. Israel, highly vaccinated Israel, is seeing dramatic surge in COVID cases, Nearly one in every 150 people in Israel today had the virus. Health officials, and then Pfizer said the data showed a dip in the vaccine's protection around the 6 months after receiving the second shot. Beckett's Hospital Review. Nearly 60% of hospitalized COVID-19 patients in Israel are fully vaccinated, right? In England, Al Jazeera. In England, 100 vaccinated people hospitalized with Delta variant. Public health experts warn that vaccines do not eliminate all risk amid early signs. Jabs may not stop Delta transmission. Public health in England experts also warn that there are early signs that people who have been inoculated may be able to transmit the Delta strain as easily as those who have not received a jab. Vision time, healthier death, higher death hospitalization rates among vaccinated individuals in the UK, right? Who else is in here? Massachusetts. Let's take it, bring it home. Massachusetts city, the CDC states 74% of infected vaccinated, right? Four ended up in the hospital, right? The masking of recommendation was updated to ensure the masking recommendation was updated to ensure the vaccinated public would not unknowingly transmit the virus. What are you talking about? They vaccinated, they protected. Biden is initiating an aggressive violations of medical science, human rights, and the Nuremberg Code. Caution has been thrown into the wind. The New England Journal of Medicine, the Nuremberg Code, means that person involved, it says the voluntary consent of a human subject is absolutely essential. This is for experiment. This is an experiment. This means that a person involved should have legal capacity situated as to be able to exercise free power of choice without intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior form of constant of constraint or coercion. This is just for the volunteer. This is all happening to people with the mandate, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of the elements of the subject matter involved as to enable him to make an understanding and enlightened decision. None of that has occurred. Because I talk to people, they don't even know this. And it goes on. Y'all need to read about the Nuremberg Code. They made that after Hitler was experimenting on the Jews, right? CDC from Rochelle Walensky, right? The Delta infection resulted in similarly high SARS COVID viral loads in vaccinated and unvaccinated people. I keep forgetting this is the biggest known medical experiment ever. Like many experiments, you learn as you go, but you should not ignore what you have already learned. Biden wants to blame the spread of infection on the unvaccinated when it's known fact. It's a known fact that the vaccinated can get infected and pass infection to others. Unvaccinated does not mean infected, yet Biden and his supporters continue to scapegoat the unvaccinated for the failure of the vaccine. Some Americans are going for the dummy move also. Some employers are going for the dummy move. Yes, Biden and supporters have managed to divide Americans on some science that ignores the adverse effects of the vaccine that never provided immunity and protection from infection. If vaccinated, Americans are not immune. They can be infected and infect others. You don't need a PhD to figure that out. If Biden wants to check people weekly to see if they have the virus, he needs to check everyone who does not have immunity from the virus. And that means everybody gets tested weekly. Trying to harass, victimize, force, and scapegoat the unvaccinated into getting the jab is foolish and unscientific when it comes to preventing infection. It is immoral and unethical when it comes to preserving life and the quality of life, especially if the vaccinated fall victim to the adverse effects of the vaccine. Mass vaccination only makes sense if you are invested in the planet-demic. It is well known that the virus mutates quickly and that a mutated form of the virus was present. So, in the beginning, the vaccine appeared to provide some reduction of the symptoms of infection, just like the vaccines did during the early clinical trials before the children and monkeys became ill or died after being introduced to a wild virus. One thing they appear to agree on is the virus has not or is not going to kill most people. The reason why they failed at making vaccine for the coronavirus is in about 20 years is because all clinical trials have produced antibodies in the beginning and ended in illness and or death. Is that where Biden and supporters want to hurt Americans? We'll soon find out. If you want to take the vaccine, that is your choice, but it is also your responsibility to know about what you are allowing someone to inject in your body, in your children's body. It could ultimately be a matter of your health, quality of life, and death. Biden's blatant disregard for human life, the Constitution, the Nuremberg Code, and science is the greatest threat to Americans at this time. We have truly entered the authoritarian, totalitarian state. This isn't America, the home of the free and the land of the brave. This is America in tyranny, chaos, and the virus is the tool or catalyst that validates the tyrannical rule. Order through chaos, a false peace for a false flag. Biden is supposed to serve the people, yet he is hardly protecting the lives of the vaccinated when he ignores the science or the adverse effects or red flags. He is protecting the interests of the pharmaceutical companies and interest groups who profit from the planet-demic. He proclaims safely to perpetuate the vaccine agenda, which is to vaccinate 7 billion people, not to eradicate the COVID-19 virus. The vaccine never did provide immunity or protection from infection. Therefore, it will never eradicate the virus. The whole planet could be vaccinated and people will still get infected. Why the deception about getting vaccinated to achieve herd immunity? Immunity was the carrot that lured people to get the vaccine. Now reduction of symptoms is the carrot and death is the beast they are all running from. Here's another reason why fully vaccinated people are getting infected. Basically, the CDC relaxed the standards for them. I'm running out of time. But that misinformation is what's the reward for getting the vaccine, right? Oh, you don't have to do this. You can travel. You can do what, you know, all that kind of mess. Well, they talked about the new evidence they got. Then they changed the recommendations for the vaccinated. So we're down to 90 seconds. So y'all check me out. I'm going to try to post some of this on the website. This thing called society only works if men are honest, compassionate, caring, trustworthy, dedicated, logical, intelligent, knowledgeable, and mentally strong. I wonder how many doctors, scientists, and virologists, epidemiologists, et cetera, are remain cowardly in science or speak out cowardly in support of the vaccine agenda, knowing the dangers of the adverse effects. Those of you who remain silent, knowing the dangers, are a disgrace to science. Until next week, y'all, each one reach one, each one teach one. Do your own homework. Do your own research. I want to thank We Talk Productions, Blog Talk Radio, Mr. Kenneth Jones for allowing me to host this show. Till next week, peace out, y'all.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in 4 parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell General Abrams and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.